Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Is there a magic number that you should try to save for retirement? There are so many factors to consider when you're trying to determine if you have saved enough. Eric is here today, and we are going to cover that and so much more. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial are awesome. They have been working with retirees for over 30 years now, helping them have remarkable retirements. He's here again today to guide you about any questions you might have. He's a certified financial planner, and he's been helping people plan retirements for a long time. So if you have a question, he has answers. 800-454-1184. That is the number that you need to have handy for today, because you can do a number of things. You can text the word VISIT to that number. You could text the word TOOLBOX to that number. Again, 800-454-1184. And you get the toolbox. It's a kit with his book and with a bunch of other resources for you for retirement. Text the word TOOLBOX to 800-454-1184. Remember, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, so good to be here with you today.
Yeah, well, we're entering the second half of the year, and, you know, it's kind of a time where people maybe go on vacation more and don't pay enough attention to their finances. But hey, if you spend a little time doing your finances, you might have a lot more vacations.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly want more vacations, and that's what retirement's all about too, being able to do whatever we want when we want to do it. There's a new retirement survey out. There's always a new retirement survey, it seems like. But they say that Americans think they need to save about $1.27 million to retire comfortably. So how much stock do you put into reports like that with your retirees, Eric?
Well, it's so hard to tell, because everybody has a different, you know, definition of what they want to do in retirement, what they, you know, what kind of things they're doing. You know, if your house is paid off and you don't have a $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 mortgage, well, obviously you need a lot less money, right? You know, so that's one thing. Is that mortgage paid off or not? Are you downsizing or not, right? And selling that and moving someplace else to get rid of that payment. You know, and then also, what kind of things do you want to do? I had a person I met with a long time ago that she could live on about $2,500 a month. I couldn't believe it, but she had her house paid off. She didn't go out. She liked to grow her own vegetables. She didn't buy very much food, you know, but, you know, if that's your thing, then that's great, right? For a lot of people, they want to go do all those trips, especially the ones that you didn't get to do during COVID, right? All the, you know, the cruise in Europe, the river cruise or Machu Picchu, or, you know, whatever fun adventures you want to do. And obviously those do cost money. So I like to really more focus on how much money can you get per month, and not exactly the dollar amount, because if that dollar amount changes over time. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, and used to always watch Michael J. Fox and Family Ties,
yes.
Right? Alex P. Keaton, right?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, but back in those days, you know, if you made $100,000, you were totally set,
wealthy,
and you
yeah.
know, yeah, you're wealthy. And now, if you're making, I think it's actually $125,000, you can get it, you know, if you get into Stanford, that you don't have to pay, because, you know, your family doesn't make enough money, right? So what used to be all set is now not enough to, you know, fully get by for family. So yeah, those numbers can change. So if you get a number stuck in your head and you get there, it might not be the destination you want to be at. So that's really why we want to have a little bit more planning around that.
So you help people then analyze, okay, you know, here's what you've saved so far. You know, we got to make sure you have, you know, this amount, enough to pay for your living expenses. Kind of walk us through how you do that.
So the very first and most critical thing anytime you're talking about retirement is, you know, is having that income plan. And, you know, so I have somebody who's listening to the radio show, and, you know, they called up, and, you know, they did the text for our downloads, and then decided to book a time to visit. And, you know, once we started going through that income plan, you know, we looked at the numbers, and, you know, they were trying to retire around 65, even though, you know, most people's full retirement age for Social Security is around 67, but 65 still that, you know, Medicare age. And,
yeah.
You know, and so what we did is we said, okay, well, okay, look at it, Social Security, look at your, you know, the various 401ks, Roth, or, you know, any just savings that you have, let's run those out. Are you going to stick around here and all that? And then once we know what their monthly spending is, you know, then we can run that number out. And the exciting thing for them was, yeah, we figured out that, you know, they can actually, you know, retire at 65 and, you know, and he's 64, by the way, right now. So he's very, very excited about that. And, you know, because once you have that confidence, because what that does is it not just runs out how much you're spending per month now, but also with inflation, with taxes, with, you know, Social Security is not state taxable, but it's federally taxable, but not all of it. And, you know, obviously Roth is tax-free. So there's a lot of complicated math that goes into all that calculation. And, you know, which bucket of money you're going to grab first, right? Do you take it from your, you know, your savings? Do you take it from your IRAs? You know, all those fun things. So once we run out that income plan, you know, he was like, wow, you know, we can do this. You know, we then had to look at the investment assets and say, okay, well, are these investment assets putting off enough income? Do we have enough, you know, foundational money? It's guaranteed. So that way those bad years that happen, like last year,
yeah,
that, you know, you can stay retired because you can't just be waiting for that money to come back when you're retired and such. So yeah, once we did all that, you know, we looked at the tax ramifications, the healthcare issues and the legacy, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, once we had that blueprint to worry less wealth, they knew they could literally worry less and, you know, be able to take some action. So now they got that countdown clock on and, you know, they're very happy. So, you know, that's something you can do too. All you have to do is if you want access to the great toolbox of, you know, there's different quick reads in there, 10 to 15 page things of Social Security. Well, you know, what's the ideal timing for that? Will your money last as long as you do? My book, Worry Less Wealth. And then you can even set a time to talk. So again, why don't you go ahead and text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or go online and download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And a big reminder, this is complimentary. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial. How easy is that? And then they will love to meet with you. This is something that Eric and his awesome team at Heckman Financial have come up with to help you with retirement. So definitely take them up on this. They are, you know, professionals who help retirees. That's what's different about Heckman Financial. So Eric, as we're talking about, you know, determining how much we need to save, one analyst has said that, you know, again, it's not really about your expenses either, not just about your expenses, but it's also that psychology, again, you know, weighing in the mentality that, okay, I feel good. I can spend the money that I want to in retirement. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's why, yeah, I wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth.
Worry Less, yeah.
Yeah, because I just like to equate it to, you know, that when anytime you've been really low on gas and, you know, I mean, I was out in the desert with my son driving to Laughlin and from I-5, and then all of a sudden his gas thing went from 25 mile range to 5, and I was like, what? And you know, I can't even tell you what it looked like there, because all I could focus on is, where is that next tiny little town that's got some sort of gas station that, you know, we can get there, right? And same with retirement. If all you're thinking about is your money the whole time, you're not going to want to do anything fun. You're not going to be able to enjoy life. So yeah, I think that's one of the most critical things. And, you know, the problem is, you know, the mantra of have 100% of your money in the market, you know, there's people like, oh, you know, we just manage your money and, you know, we won't use any other products except for, you know, money management. Well, that means you're not using banks. That means you're not using guaranteed stuff. That means all your money's at risk. Oh my gosh. I mean, how could you even live that way? You know, that'd be just freak me out. So, you know, again, that's one of the things that you want to do is when you're looking at how to spend that money, how to make that money last. So again, yeah, you have to have some steady income money. You have to have some foundational money along with the market money. Again, that's why we put these tools together in the toolbox. So they're there for you to grab and get some great data. And then if you want to set a time to talk, hey, yeah, you can set a time to talk with me directly, Eric. And so again, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
More great advice coming from Eric when Wealth Creator Radio returns. Stick around.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. You know, Eric has done this for over 30 years now. And when I say done this, I mean helping people retire. In 2020, Eric, more than half of all Americans were covered by some type of life insurance. So a good number of people see life insurance as a really useful tool to protect their families and their loved ones. But what I want to address today, Eric, is not really do I need life insurance, but rather, do I need life insurance for my retirement?
Yeah, well, life insurance has been always kind of boiled down to two things. Do you owe someone and do you love someone?
Oh.
And
oh.
So lots of times when you're, you know, starting out, it's, you owe a bunch on a mortgage, right? So you want to have enough to cover that mortgage in case you're gone and for the rest of your family. Maybe your mortgage is paid down a lot more. The kids are grown. So, yeah, it's less dependent on you being around. So that's when people start going, do I still need it? You know, what should I be doing? Well, there is some big changes that happen when somebody passes away during retirement. I mean, if you're a married couple and, you know, one of you passes away, you not only lose that smaller of the two Social Security checks, you also flip from being married to single filing on the income taxes. And so I had one client that literally, after his wife died, he lost some of her income, some other stuff. So he made $20,000 less.
Oof.
But his tax bill was actually $20 more.
Oh,
so it was
no.
Almost, his tax bill was almost no different. You know, it was almost a, you know, dead even, break even type of thing on the taxes. But he made $20,000 less.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
Well, hold it. How can you make so much less and have the same tax bill? Well,
right.
Again, you're no longer married. Now you're single filing. So all those brackets go up way faster. So, you know, that's where sometimes the life insurance can kick in. The other thing, too, is a lot of the modern policies now, finally in California, took them a long time, have long-term care benefits. So life insurance may not actually be about you dying. It might be more about you, you know, needing care and how to pay for it and not using up all those dollars that your surviving spouse may need for their retirement after you're gone. So it can be a very useful tool for retirement now.
Yeah, I love that life insurance policies can be used for long-term care benefits. So to figure that out, if that's something maybe you might want to use in retirement, what would be some key questions we should ask ourselves?
Well, like I said, of course, you know, how much do you owe, right? So
yeah,
if you've got a lot of debt, a lot of people nowadays, especially with the tax law being so favorable and when we had interest rates so low, it didn't make sense to pay off that 2.5% or 3% mortgage. Now, if you got a newer one, it may really make sense to pay it off. So that's one of those things. If you owe a lot, you might need to have that life insurance keeps going just because of one person passes away and you lose that Social Security check. Can the remaining income for the surviving spouse still pay for that mortgage? And often may not be the case. But then also, you know, in terms of just wealth transfer, I mean, the worst tool in the world is IRAs and 401ks to leave behind, because, you know, if you leave that to the next generation, your kids have 10 years to blow that money. I mean, literally, they have to spend all that money and pay all the taxes on it. So, you know, you don't necessarily want to be doing that for, you know, leaving those types of assets. Whereas if you can leave life insurance where it's tax-free, if you do the tax-free money, it's all theirs. They can do whatever they want with it. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to having that. Again, you have to be able to figure out, how do I pay for it, right? Where does the money come from to fund it, and what type of policy is? You know, it can't be, you know, group insurance that expires when you quit your job. It can't be term insurance that runs out. And so there are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. You know, check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But yeah, this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy in a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there, some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it, because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So we're talking today about key questions that you should ask yourself to try to see whether or not you still need life insurance in retirement. Now, Eric, a lot of people who are trying to retire or who are retiring probably do have life insurance policies already in place. What should they be thinking about?
Well, you know, are the policies that they own, right? So that's one of the big ones. So like I mentioned earlier there, if it's group insurance or term insurance, I mean, term is something that literally is good for a term. Mm-hmm. So if it's a 5-year term, guess what? After 5 years, it goes away. If it's a 20-year term, it goes away after 20 years. Usually those policies, by the way, say you're paying, you know, $100 a month, most of them I find go up 10 times. So that $100 a month may be $1,000 a month after that. And so that's very brutal. And yeah, lots of times, unfortunately, I have these phone calls and discussions with people that will reach out to us and say, hey, you know, I've got this policy, it's expiring, I'm 78, you know, what should I get? It's like, not much, because it, sadly, lots of times your health may not be good enough anymore, but also just the cost would be prohibited. Yeah, that's the hard part is does this make sense for your situation? And so you usually want to have some sort of permanent insurance. You want to have something that's going to be there for the rest of your life. So again, it has to be something that isn't going to run out. If it is a permanent policy and you've had it for a long time, you want to get what they call an in-force illustration, I-N-force. So meaning the policy is not lapsed, it's in-force. And that'll tell you if they run it out from now till age 100, is it going to still be there? Because again, lots of times I have gotten calls with people who have cash value policies that are running out of money in their, you know, 80s. And lots of times it was because they saw a policy that was going to earn 7 or 8% every year, and then rates went down to 4%. And that changed a lot of things. It was great for your mortgage, but it really was not good for your life insurance. You know, so these are some things that to be thinking about is how to pay for these. How are you going to keep them going? You know, and then also is it trying to help your surviving spouse more, or is it trying to help the next generation? You know, so there's a lot to be said for when you're doing this planning.
That's what I was going to ask. Are there any other factors we should be thinking about?
Well, I mean, the probably the biggest one is the misuse and abuse of life insurance, I would call it, I guess. You know, some people like to call it the laser fund, or they'll call it LERP, which is like a life insurance retirement plan, or 7702, which just a tax code that talks about life insurance. So they'll do anything to call it something that they don't have to use the words life insurance. So that way they can hide it, disguise it. And what are they hiding for? What are they sheltering by? Why are they making up these cutesy terms to not actually say what it is? It reeks of somebody trying to tell you something that's not and trick you into stuff, right? So so be careful if anybody's trying to use those types of, you know, goofy terms. Life insurance can be a great tool. I mean, if you, especially the overfunded, we've used it a lot for clients where you put extra money in there. You fund it, you try to keep the life insurance part actually small, and you try to overfund it and get a bunch of cash value in there. And it can be a great tool that can actually pay a lot of tax-free retirement income. So, you know, there is definitely a great advantage to doing it. But the problem is you usually have to fund it for at least 5 years, and you usually need like a 10-year timeline before you start touching the income. But I've seen people where they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to start it in 2 years or 3 years. Well, it just doesn't have time to build up enough money and work. And why did somebody talk them into that? Well, because they got paid a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And sadly, that's the only reason. With life insurance can be a really critical tool. It can make really good sense for long-term care protection. It can, you know, make sense for tax-free income. There's a lot of great things, but again, it has to be part of an overall plan. If it's not, then how are you going to know if it's right for you? So, you know, again, with here at Heckman Financial, we've got this great thing where we've built this blueprint to worry less wealth. We typically charge $1,500, but we've been waiving that for radio listeners and podcast listeners. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, we'll set up a first phone call just to find out what your situation is. And then we'll go from there and we'll actually create that blueprint for you that'll tell you where you are in terms of income planning, investment planning, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And then we'll know what tools are right for you, what tools are wrong, and where you should be taking action and what things you should not be doing. You know, once you have that data, that knowledge, then it's so much easier to figure out what you should be doing versus just taking what people say. Now we at least have some evidence to say, oh yeah, this makes sense for my situation. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric will explain what IULs are and how they work, if they could make sense for you. That's all coming up next. So stick around for more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is a well-known speaker and author, and he's here to give you guidance for everything that you do to and then all the way through retirement. He wants to help you worry less. We're talking today about questions that you need to ask yourself to try to determine if you still need life insurance in your retirement years. So, Eric, what we're learning today is that because your financial needs are different in retirement, so are your insurance needs, right?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's, like we talked about earlier, there's things where, you know, you're talking about, do you owe money? Do you need to cover a mortgage? Do you have young kids? But then, of course, as you're aging and stuff, you don't have, hopefully, those young kids living at home. Hopefully, they've gotten, you know, at least you kicked them out if they hadn't moved out on their own, right? I got three sons, so yeah. They better not all end up being at my
back
house forever.
Back at your house, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, but then, yeah, there's other things like long-term care, retirement income, you know, just tax-free growth of money. So there's a lot of other reasons that you might need to have the life insurance there that are very different from when you were buying it, you know, say in your 20s, 30s, or 40s.
One of the life insurance options that we often hear about is that indexed universal life, or IULs. So I want to talk about that. Explain to us how it works, please.
The original policies were kind of more like a 30-year fixed mortgage kind of thing. So that's the easier way to kind of show the differences. So when you're talking about whole life was where you actually invested in that company. So, you know, if you, like I started my career with New York Life. So if you owned a policy in New York Life, you literally owned kind of a little piece of that company and you were dependent on them for paying you dividends and giving you the money. Then in the 80s, E.F. Hutton, if you remember when they talk, everybody listens.
Everybody listens, yes.
So if you're old enough to know that commercial, they actually came out with first universal lives. And so these are much more like a variable rate mortgage where things were now, you know, kind of separated out more. With universal life, you have this cost of insurance that you see, you have the earnings that you see, and it's a lot more visible. But that was in the Jimmy Carter days, the high interest rates. And then once those rates dropped, everybody's like, whoa, that's not working so good. And then they had variable life, which was in the stock market. But again, you're trying to make this money be more guaranteed and grow. So those had so much fees and costs that, you know, finally everybody realized that indexing was the way to go. And so the big difference here is the universal life part, it means is you see the fees, you see the costs. So everything's kind of broken out so you can really see like how much is the cost of insurance, how much is the cost of running the policy. That's literally every annual statement shown to you, you know, for what all those costs are. But the big difference here is instead of your money getting a set rate from the insurance company or being based on the insurance company's performance, now they're making it off some stock market index. So of course, like S&P 500 is the, you know, main index that most people use. So say if the cap was 10%, what that means is they'll pay you anywhere from 0 to 10% if the stock market does that, from usually what they call an annual point to point. So if it was June 1st to June 1st the next year, they'll look back over that year. How did that money do? You know, how did that grow? And then they'll pay you anywhere from 0 to 10%. Now, if the market did 11, 12, 15, 20, whatever, you don't get that. You know,
you
only
get
10%.
Yeah, yeah.
But 10 on something that's guaranteed is pretty dang good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Now what happens if it goes the other direction, right? If it goes negative something, well, the neat thing there is you don't lose a dime. You just earn zero. Mm-hmm. But now you start it over, and guess what? That starting point's a lower starting point. Well, typically after the market drops, it usually will rebound eventually. And so, you know, now that you've got locked in that lower number, it's really easy to have a higher percentage gain that next year. Even if the market doesn't come back to where it was, again, it's only from, that's like a 1 year sprint. It's not a marathon. So you're just looking from year to year to see how your money did. And so, yeah, so these can be really good policies to earn some pretty decent money. That's the good part. Obviously has the life insurance aspect too. You know, don't forget that.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. And so typically there's a couple ways that works. One is you have a flat death benefit. So if you started off, say, at, you know, a $500,000 death benefit, if you build up $100,000 of cash value, it may still be $500,000, which means as your cash value grows, you're getting less and less life insurance. The other way is you can do it, you know, your cash value plus your death benefit. And so that those kind would be if you had $100,000 of cash value and the death benefit is $500,000, you know, now it's six. So, you know, that's one of those things where, again, that's a cost item. If you're buying more insurance, of course, it costs more. So if you're trying to have that death benefit grow, then that may make sense. But if you're trying to get the cash value to grow a lot, lots of times you want the life insurance to actually be smaller, which sounds counterintuitive. But basically the government said if you have too much money, because people basically in the 80s were being really abusive of life insurance. They were dumping in tons of money. They dump in like $100,000 into a $5,000 insurance policy at the time that was paying 12%, you know, tax free. Well, that was a pretty good deal. And so, but then the government's like, hold it. If you're dumping $100,000 into a $5,000 policy, this is not life insurance. This is just a tax dodge. So they do have these limits that say, okay, you have to have so much death benefit compared to your cash value. So, you know, again, there's little things, little nuances. What I find is a lot of people who sell these don't tell people these nuances. They don't tell them the pros and cons of how it's designed. And a lot of times they're designing it so they make the most commission for themselves, which, you know, again, is not the thing you want. So you want somebody who's more of a fiduciary advisor, somebody who knows this in and out and can design it for what you're looking for. So, you know, again, that's one of those things that, you know, if you wanted to set up a set time to just talk and go over this, see if you know, the what some people call the laser fund or life insurance retirement plan or 7702, all these goofy names, it's life insurance, people. It's index universal life insurance. It's, you know, not the super great IUL. It's just a good product, good tool. But again, like everything, it's got its pros and cons. So again, if that's something you want to set up a time and talk, we can go through that and go over that for you to see if it makes sense for your situation. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. This could be, you know, virtual, on the phone, whatever. But again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So you kind of have taken us through, we kind of have a good idea of what's good and bad, but I don't know, can you want to go into kind of a list of pros and cons of an indexed universal life insurance policy?
Well, like I said, I mean, they can be really great, but what people forget or, you know, conveniently ignore and don't mention much or how, whatever terms you want to use. I mean, there's one guy who gave up his insurance license so that way he can have a radio show, print books, talk about life insurance, you know, endlessly, index life insurance. But his whole family's licensed and then they'll sell you the stuff. But since he has no license, he can say whatever he wants and get away with it. So, you want to make sure you're, you know, doing the right thing. I mean, I've seen some of their proposals that they had, and I sent it to their compliance at the one company, and they were shocked that they were using these things. And so, yeah, so you got to be careful of how it's being approached. It can be a great tool to build up money, but it takes time. It is not, you know, this is not, you know, some, you know, strike it rich or, you know, meme stock type thing. This is very slow. This is more tortoise than the hare type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most of the policies are good after 10 years. You usually need to fund them for at least 5 years, maybe even up to 10. But if you're trying to get money and have great earnings and stuff after 1 or 2 years, the costs are just too much, you know, initially. So the costs get really watered down over time, but there are some upfront costs that happen. And so, you know, again, that's one of those things where it's all about expectations, right? I mean, if you're trying to use a tool that, you know, is not designed. I mean, if you're trying to do 80 miles an hour in a golf cart, good luck, right?
Right.
I mean, you can try all you want. It ain't going to happen. So so if you're trying to make this be super high flying, it's not. It's going to be a slow growth type vehicle, but it can be a great tool to build up a lot of tax-free cash and be a really great source to do that. But again, you got to have somebody who knows what they're doing, not somebody just sold your friends and then they're going to be out of the business in 6 months or, you know, something like that. Somebody who's a fiduciary-based advisor like we are here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, again, if you want to figure out, hey, what is all this life insurance thing's about? Should I be doing it? Should I be using it? You know, we'll give you all the real story and then you can decide, hey, is this for me or not? So again, if you want to set up a time to talk, just text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman will be right back.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric does this show every week because he wants to help you answer questions that you have about retirement. And speaking of that, today we're going to get into our Wealth Creator mailbag and bring some of these common retirement questions to the airwaves. All right, Eric, you ready for me to hit you with some questions?
Yep, let's go for it.
Okay, all right, here's the first one. It's not really me, but it's a listener. Terry says, I worked at the same company for 25 years, and I had a 401k there, but they had a big merger, and now I'm not sure how to track down that account. Do you have any tips?
I hope you didn't just lose the account. That's pretty bad.
I hope not, right? It better be out there somewhere.
Yeah. So usually just calling the custodian, which is, you know, the company that was running it. So, you know, Empower, Fidelity, Vanguard, you know, any of those big companies. You know, and just talking to that 800 number is the best thing to do. And, you know, one of the things we do quite often with people to help them out is we'll actually have somebody from my team the Wealth Creator team here just, you know, jump on the call with you and actually call and ask any of those questions that you need to, because it is a little jargony, you know, when you're talking to those guys. And you know, then what you can do is see what kind of options you have. Typically, when you leave a company, it's usually best to roll it to an IRA. Individual retirement accounts, you know, it's a tax-free rollover. And by doing that, then you've got the whole world of investments pretty much open to you. When it's a 401k, it's whatever those 20 or 30 funds that they have, and that's the only option you have. Everything is pretty much at risk, except for maybe if they have a money market or something like that. So if you want something that's guaranteed or you want some steady income stuff, those are things that you cannot get inside a 401k. So yeah, it's usually best to roll that to an IRA.
Here's another question from Craig. Craig says, I've done a pretty good job keeping track of my budget and my finances my entire adult life. My question is, why is it so important to have someone else do this for me in retirement?
Well, you know, I mean, some people, they can do these themselves and run themselves. The hard part is you've been going one direction your whole life, which is save, save, save. And oh my gosh, every time I mention this to people, and it's funny, I've had people come back, you know, several months later and go, oh my gosh, you're so right. I had a client that retired from PG&E, and he's like, wow, when you said how freaky it is to withdraw money, you know, you were just, yeah, you're hands down nailed it there. Because, yeah, normally, if you think about 30, 40 years, just put away, put away, put away. And then also now you have to take money back out. Well, now everything changes. The math changes because it's now very critical of when you take money out, how you take money out. You can design your own tax bill because if you've got all these different buckets of money, you have different tax ramifications. So if you don't know how to look at all that or how to do that, or if you're working with some advisor that doesn't do anything with taxes, it's going to be very hard to get a good correct answer to all that. So, you know, sometimes we have some clients that come in here and they want to run their own stuff, but they don't have access to some of the institutional products that we have. They don't have access to some of the foundational products that we have. So, you know, those are the big things. And then also there's, you know, your budget kind of changes. Your spending habits change when you've got 7 days a weekend instead of two.
Yeah.
You got a lot more time to have fun. You got a lot more time to play and go on those trips. And lots of times people don't really quite do the math on that very well. And so they end up being a lot more expensive than they think. So, you know, so one of the things that we can do is help people stay on track by just reviewing that every year and seeing, are you still in the right spots? You know, where should you be taking money out for this year for tax purposes and everything else? So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can do around your house on your own. You know, I've done a lot of stuff on home improvement, and, you know, I don't mind usually doing like a normal electrical outlet, but if I need to put in a 220 outlet or something like that, no, I'm not going to do that.
Because, exactly.
You know, that exceeds my expertise. So again, that, you know, it might be because, you know, some of the stuff might exceed your expertise, and that's why you want to go often talk to somebody. So, you know, we've actually got some great reports that we've put together, how to make your money last as long as you do, Social Security Dilemma, how to empower women investors, even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and a way to set up a time to talk to us is all set up in our toolbox, and you can get that free. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And I just want to remind you, Eric is founder at Heckman Financial. They're located in Silicon Valley here. They've been helping people retire for the past 30 years. And Eric, you've said, you know, your system is working very well because you, you know, help people retire, you learn, and you can guide them as well. So definitely take advantage of this. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Here's another question for you as we pull out some mailbag emails. This is Michelle. She says, my dad has always been a worrier, but now I'm afraid he's going to worry himself to death over every little thing, especially since he's constantly on social media. There's always a big scary headline that he's sharing with everyone, and I don't think this is healthy. Is there anything you can share with me on how I can talk to him about the financial news that seems to be scaring him all the time?
Yeah, well, I see this way too often. I mean, especially when somebody first retires, they have more time to watch the news, and then they hear all these bad headlines. And then, of course, the social media, it's designed to get your eyeballs. It's literally you know, they make money off of how long you're staring at that screen. So once you like something, it'll keep sending you more of that. So if it's something bad that you click on, it'll just keep getting more of the same bad stuff over and over. And it is quite scary. I mean, I have some crazy stuff that people come up with, you know, that, oh, you know, the banking system's collapsing on, you know, whatever, September 28th. I mean, it's always usually like a day. I mean, literally, I've had this, like, probably the last 10 years, I've had, I don't know, five or six different dates that, of when things are going around, you know, going down. And then, of course, it never happens. And, you know,
then
I don't know. I don't know what happens to those websites.
Yeah.
You know, the dollar's going away. You have to put everything in gold, or, you know, all these silly stuff that's just meant to scare people. And then, of course, you click on this and then, you know, they'll sell your data or they'll sell you some sort of thing. And so that's one thing, is just turn a lot of that junk off.
You know, stay away.
That's one thing. But the other thing, which we've been doing much, much more now with a lot of my clients, is actually having their grown children actually in on the meetings. I mean, with Zoom, we can easily do that if they're not local, I think it is something that you have to watch out for. And, because there's been some, I had a client get scammed by, you know, somebody that talked him in out of like about 15 grand or something.
No.
And, you know, it had nothing to do with our account, so we never saw it. But,
right.
And it's one of those things where, yeah, you have to kind of watch out. I think more and more, you definitely need to be talking to your parents more about their finances and just checking in with them. Cause sometimes as people get older, they're not really as adept. And then, of course, with a lot of the social media stuff, I mean, a lot of those phishing attempts on emails and other things, I mean, geez, some of those things look really, really good. And mm-hmm. if you're not careful, you're going to click on something and then, they might get a lot of your data and other things. So, definitely listen to less of that scare tactic news and try to get off some of that stuff. But also be involved with your parents. I mean, if they're in their 70s and 80s, you need to be checking in with them on their finances. There's just, it's not something that you should ask them. Just say, hey, I just want to make sure everything's okay. You know, is there anything I can help you just to, you know, to be there for you? Mm-hmm. And especially if there's only one of them, because that's obviously what it's even worse, right?
Yes.
Because they don't have anybody else to bounce off this idea. And so definitely be careful out there.
Very good advice. Very good advice. Here, I think I have time for one more. This is from Will, and he says, what is your best advice for someone who is 10 years away from retirement and doesn't want to make any big financial mistakes?
Wow, that is the time when you need to start doing your plan for real. That's what lots of times we'll call the financial red zone, kind of like what they do with football and stuff, right? That's the critical time frame where, you got to start taking that planning serious if you want to be 10 years instead of 15 or 20, right? So, we know that every decade there's two or three bad years usually in the market. We know about every, third decade is bad in the stock market, where every other two are usually pretty decent. So again, which decade is it? Which year is it? All those fun things. That's why you need to start having some, foundational money. You need to start having moving some money to steady income and not have it all in the market. And if it's all in your 401k, it's all in the market. So, how do we get stuff that's besides stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs? How can we have some stuff that's locked in, some stuff that's guaranteed, and know that you're on track? And, if you do that planning now, I mean, 10 years is the ideal time to be really doing that. Then, you're going to be able to be very successful in retirement, really. But if you wait till my retirement's next year, or last week, it can be really ugly. Because what if that year's a bad year and you have everything in the market? Then what do? You go out and get a job? Whatever, right? So, again, if you want to get some resources that can really help you out. And, again, stuff like, will my money last as long as I do? Social Security planning, my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even Set a Time to Talk. All you got to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't go away. Wealth Creator Radio will be right back with Eric Heckman.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So happy to have you along with us today. On our show, Eric and I often discuss challenges that retirees have or risks that exist in retirement. So we're going to have Eric give us an example right now of someone who has experienced one of those retirement obstacles. So, all right, I know you have an idea in your head, kind of a story. So why don't you tell us about a financial fail, Eric?
Well, this one's kind of a little bit more of a, I guess, a combination of fails, but realizing how you're supposed to invest. It's kind of like people going to the gym and for a week and wondering why they haven't lost weight or why they're not super buffed all of a sudden, right? I mean, it's silly. But that's what people are doing with investing is I've seen a lot of people where they put money in and then they say, oh, this thing went down, so I'm the bail out of it right now. Well, there's some times where you actually do have to, you know, ride those ups and downs. It's, you know, you don't get off the roller coaster midway. You know, you stay buckled in until you get back to where the start was, right? And, you know, same with investing. You're supposed to stay in it. And so what I've seen a lot of people, unfortunately, doing is they either just didn't have enough cash, they didn't have enough money in the bank, they didn't have enough other steady income coming in, or they just didn't have some guaranteed sources that they can go grab in these downturns. And so, you know, a lot of them have been just raiding the money, you know, of their investments. And what do you human nature sell? Well, human nature says what you sell the thing that dropped the least. So, you know, like I use a few different steady income funds, and a lot of these funds have they've been maxing out on their withdrawals because they only redeem 5% of the shares every quarter. And why is that? Because they didn't drop. So people are taking money out of stuff that's doing well, that's paying good income, because they don't want to sell the stock that went down 30 or 40%. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest problem I've been seeing a lot for the last couple of years here is really people not having that diversity. I mean, for the last 30 years, I mean, this has been my life's work of helping people make that shift to retirement. And wow, I mean, you gotta be able to have some money that's guaranteed, that's earning some good income that you can grab in those bad years, because they're always gonna happen. Every set of decades is a couple bad years and a lot of good years, and you gotta be prepared for those. So yeah, if you don't have those kind of preparations, you need to get some more education. You need to find out a little bit more info from us. We can give you a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. We can give you ways to make your money last, see if you're paying too much in taxes, Social Security decision. There's a lot of great tools in our digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or go online directly and download it at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.